Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce filling in for Dr. Drew.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Bruce, a board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist, also knows about tattoo removal from convicts via a laser, right?
Yes, recovered convicts.
And emergency medicine.
Right, my roots are in emergency medicine.
Really more qualified than Drew.
You really are.
But you're not half the man he is, but you're more qualified from a technical standpoint to do this show. Yes. Scott and Ken are here tonight. They are, of course, Crystal Method, and it's good to see these guys for years. And these two are the nicest guys in techno music. Much nicer than that asshole Moby. Or who else? I don't know who else is in what are we calling it? House? What do we want to call it?
Electronic. Some people with electronica.
Yeah. I like you guys, and I know I always say this, but you bring a very unartistic blue-collar angle to the electronic music.
You usually call it a truck driver feel.
Yeah.
We met at a grocery store. We were both union. What was that union?
Retail Clerks Union, 1536.
Oh, you were bagging or clerking at a
I was a perimeter clerk, yeah.
Yeah, at a market?
Yeah, in Las Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, that's good work. Any union, listen, kids, any union work is good work, because if you're in a union, you're getting paid twice as much as you should get paid. You're getting twice as many benefits as you deserve. And believe me, it's a job you should hang on to with both hands, unless you're going to become big techno house electronic music stars.
That's how we started at the union. So maybe if you want to make music, then start bagging groceries now, and then 10 years from now, you could be sitting here with Adam and...
Yeah. Look, if you're sitting here with me 10 years from now, I want you to kill me. Any budding musicians who are listening to the show, I want you to bring a piece with you. Mark the calendar. And if I'm sitting here, I want you to shoot me. Anderson, you can play this recording at the trial. Everything will be dismissed. All right. New CD is called Tweekend. Mm-hmm. Or did I do that right?
No, you did it right. Mm-hmm.
Great. And that's going to come out in a week. And then the tour begins at the end of the month. Oh, yeah. Tour begins what, Friday?
Yep.
And who are you going out with anybody?
Uber Zone and some DJs, yeah.
And where are you going? Everywhere?
Everywhere. Like 55 cities in like 60 days. We're the hardest working electronic band in...
Do you guys do any raves?
Yeah, we're playing the Cyberfest. Is that up in San Francisco?
Oh, yes, I think that is in San Francisco.
Yeah, and Creamfields in New York, and that's how we started out. Actually, is playing raves, and until our first album came out, and then we started doing like regular tours.
I cover those as a physician sometimes, and it's fascinating watching the whole process, and the fans are really into it, and the guys are up there spinning the records, and I have no idea what's going on.
You need to come down to our show.
I'd love to.
Yeah, maybe go out on tour with us.
Hey,
you guys could use an emergency doctor on tour with you.
We could.
Adam's my agent, so you have to talk.
We'll talk to him later.
You can get him for free and never bring him back. Don't rewind him. I don't care. Take him and run. Okay, Dr. Bruce here again, filling in for Dr. Drew. But the committed one is here. Yours truly, Adam Carolla. The Man Show on tonight, kiddies. Oh, you cannot miss tonight's Man Show. Huge Man Show. Comedy Central, 10 o'clock.
Yay!
And, we have a little trouble with our computer tonight, so we're going to hop onto the phone. But I don't know what line this is, you moron.
Line one.
You go. All right, let's speak to Anna, who's 16. Anna?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hi. Well, like a year ago, I was doing a lot of drugs, especially like a lot of sunshine. And recently, I was diagnosed as bipolar.
What is sunshine? And hold on.
All right.
Don't monkey with my cans here, Bruce. You just turn my head.
What is sunshine?
Your cans are so
attractive. Acid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so recently, like, I was diagnosed as bipolar, and I'm on Effexor and Depakote now for it. And I was just wondering, would I have been born with this, or could all the drugs have caused it? Because I was doing, like, every drug possible.
And you're 16.
Yeah.
And how long were you doing the drugs?
I did as many drugs as I could for about a year. And then I just stopped.
Well, you got to have a dream, I guess. As many as you could possibly do in a year.
Well, you did the psychiatric challenge and you lost. So the way it works is you have a backdrop of the genetics, what your genetic code gives you, and your brain develops, and then you challenge it with all these drugs. There are many people that if they had never used the drugs, they would not have developed mental illness. But these drugs don't cause specifically these disorders. But bipolar illness and psychosis are frequently triggered by these kind of drugs,
right,
especially
so
ecstasy, what, acid.
Go see a shrink.
She's on the right drugs, and you're probably doing much better than you were doing.
What happened? Did you wake up one day and just think, I just let do all the drugs possible? What triggered that?
No, because when I started going to high school, I got in like with the wrong crowd and everything, and I was just like, you know,
I'd say they got in with the wrong crowd. I'm sure that's what they're saying to their folks. Okay, but Anna, you're not doing any more drugs now, except for the good ones that the government provides.
Actually what?
Actually, like, I'm going with a couple friends to L.A. in a week, and, like, they are really into partying, and, like, they're planning on doing a lot of coke and stuff, and so I just said I would do it, too.
Huh.
Is coke, like, really bad?
No, that's fine. That's like snorting a multivitamin. Doctors love coke.
No, these things like cocaine and methamphetamine are, like, called psychomimetics, which means they make you psychotic. So,
So
the problem is, for you, these things are, you could tell people you're allergic to them, because if you take cocaine, it will, no matter what pharmaceutical your doctor's giving you, it'll snap you right back into the bipolar.
Hey, Anna, listen, we got to go, and we can't waste that much time with people that don't really want to help themselves, and I'm starting to throw you into that category. Let me just yell at you before we move on, because I got a lot of people to yell at tonight.
Okay.
Honey, are you really, really super good looking?
Yes.
Okay, then fine. Fry your brain. Go ahead. She gave the right answer. She's super good looking. That's fine. I was going to say she needed her brain, but if she's really hot. I mean, listen, it was one of those things where I floated something. There was about a 5% chance I'd get the wrong answer, and it came up snake eyes. I admit it. All right.
So are all
Touché.
are all your juggies on the Man Show psychotic?
That's right. Well, the point is, I don't know.
Don't care. They
don't care.
Right.
And neither does the viewing audience. That's my point. All right. Let's speak to Don, who's 13. Don.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
In the past year, I have attempted suicide 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past maybe 5 or 6 years, I've been raped about 5 or 6.
Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
It is?
No.
And what abuse pattern did you have when you were younger?
I was never abused. I was neglected by my dad's mom and dad, my grandma and grandpa.
Were they raising you?
No.
Oh. Well, how do you know they were neglecting you? Maybe they just lived out of state.
No, they live down the street from me, and every time they're around, they wouldn't even look at me.
Yeah, but, hold on. But your parents were good to you?
Yeah.
But your grandparents neglected you?
Yeah.
But they never abused you?
No.
They just gave you the cold shoulder?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I was abused by my boyfriend when I was, maybe like a couple months ago, he beat me.
No.
Okay.
We're looking for something that really sets you up for this sort of life of abuse. I mean, even though you're only 13.
I was maybe 5 or 6 the first time I was raped.
Okay. There we go. What happened? That's just what we're talking about. What happened?
I was in second grade, and this guy said that he wanted to play house, and he ended up raping me. I didn't know what it was, but. Yeah.
Right. Was he caught? Were you put into therapy? Was he arrested? What happened?
He said that he didn't know what he was doing. The teachers talked to the police and everything, and I ended up going in counseling. And I've been in counseling for a long time now. And he's living his life the way he wants to. I don't really keep in touch with him anymore.
Well, was he older?
No.
So he's 13?
Yeah.
Well, I'll look into my crystal ball. He's in the 7th grade. He's living his life. He's working on a tuna boat out in Alaska. He's got a couple of kids.
So you're still in therapy?
I recently stopped. But I have a question, because this past year I've been throwing tantrums where I'll be like happy and laughing, and then I'll get really mad for no reason.
Yeah.
And I'll just start throwing things around and screaming for no reason. I'll just start yelling and doing things, and then I'll like fall to the ground and start crying, and then I'll be like silent for like 3 hours straight.
Yeah. It's what Bruce is like that during the commercials.
Yeah, stay with Adam for a few hours.
All right, well, Don, you got problems, right?
Yeah.
But the good news is you're 13. I mean, it's like you know, busting your leg when you're 80. You're dead, you know. But you do it at 13. You do some work. You're back on your skateboard. But you got to do some work. I mean, you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to get back into counseling. You got to listen to what people tell you to do too. Especially, you know,
and it's not
counselors.
It doesn't all make sense to you. You're not going to understand a lot of the requirements of the counseling, and it's a real active process you have to participate in. The other thing is, I'm not saying it's your fault, you're raped, but people become victims, and they play a role, and they get themselves in situations where they're at high risk. And so there's a lot more to this than we have time to discuss. But you really need to be in intensive counseling. You have to be perfectly honest with the counselor and really work at the recommendations the counselor gives.
All right.
Yep, I love you, Adam.
I love you. Listen, I want you to hold out for me.
Okay.
I mean, she's 13. We'll give it a few months. But I'm saying, you know, stay pure for me.
Okay.
Daddy's coming.
Oh.
Okay.
And just keep holding out.
Okay.
One day there'll be a knock at the door.
Okay.
That won't be me, but that guy will tell you I'm coming. That's the way I do it. I send a guy ahead. All right.
All right.
Take care, baby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there she goes. How bad off can she be? She loves me.
Worse than I.
Forget all the counseling. You're fine. All right. Let's talk to Veronica.
Hi.
Hey, you're on with Crystal Method, by the way.
Hey. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah.
The Man Show.
Great. It's on tonight, Comedy Central. Thank you very much. Good times.
All right. My question is, ever since I was little, like, my nipples, like, sunk inward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, whenever they, like, got, like, hard or something like that, they, like, come out, but now they won't, and it's, like, deeper now. And I was just wondering, like, what could cause that, or how could I get rid of it, or something like that?
Okay. The concern about nipples going the other way is if they change after adolescence and only one does it, the things people worry about having cancer. And
Right.
Well, but at your age, they both did it, and it's a variation that's probably normal for you.
Yeah, that's probably in, I don't know, 10% of women. Got a little innie going, maybe one side or the other.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely around.
She said just her right one, though.
Just the right one?
Well,
yeah.
Now it's done that. Yeah. So that's a possibility.
That would be my left if I was facing it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just closing my eyes.
See your doctor, have it examined. It doesn't sound like a problem.
Okay.
Can you coax it out?
Huh?
Can you coax it out?
Yeah, like if I squeeze like around it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it comes out.
And if it sees its own shadow, that means it's going to be a long winter?
Yeah, it runs into.
I see.
I had kind of another question. Like, I was wondering, because also, like, when, like, I'll run and stuff like that, like, if I run for, like, a while or something like that, like, I start shaking really bad, and, like, my knees give out and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, like...
Maybe you're working too hard.
Huh?
You're pushing too hard.
It could be, like,
too
hard. A short run. Huh. It's happened, like, a lot lately, and I'll feel weak and, like, lightheaded.
Yeah. What is
blood
that?
Sugar, diet, weight, there are many variables.
What about breathing? You can like, hyperventilate if you're hyperventilating.
No, my breathing comes out fine. It's just
are you overweight?
No, not well, I don't know, not really.
Okay.
I'm 5'8", and I'm like 155.
All right, hold on, let me do the radio math. 5'8", one what?
Like 155.
155, carry the 3, bring the 2 around. That's 5'5" 3/8", 171. So it's a little bit overweight.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing the radio math. Mm.
All right.
Because look, if a chick will lie to you while she's standing in the room, tell you she's 25 pounds lighter than she is, while you're looking at her, she could be over your shoulder like the fireman's carry, and telling you like, hey, I'm 110. You're like, you're 110. I'm bleeding from the groin. You're at least 160. So I figure if they're going to lie to you when they're in the room, Which is always funny because you definitely can tell the fat ones from the thin ones. It's not like you weigh them. You know what I mean? Like, if a chick looked really leggy and great and weighed 250 pounds, you wouldn't really care as long as she... And conversely, you wouldn't want one that was a featherweight that looked like a big sack of doorknobs. So anyway, ladies, don't bother lying while we're in the room. But I'm saying if they're going to lie while we're in the room, imagine what kind of damage they're going to do over the radio.
That's right.
Yeah. I'd really like to research this one day. Bruce, get on this, would you?
Oh, yes. Immediately. I'm
gas up the van, get the scale, and let's hit the road.
Robert Wood Johnson will fund this grant, I'm sure.
That's a little public radio reference there. All right. Crystal Method here. Where are we going?
Three.
Back up line three. Our computers are out. Everything is out here tonight. The console and the computer and Dr. Drew. It's really a mess. I suggest everyone just tune out.
And watch The Man Show on Comedy Central.
Nobody's listening.
That's right. Now, we should hear a Crystal Method song. Yeah?
Definitely.
Let's take this call, and then we'll hear something from Crystal Method. There we go. Amy?
Yeah?
What's up?
Okay. I don't know how to start this. Kind of nervous. Well, every time I get really depressed or, like, I don't know, just when I'm really depressed, I'll, like, turn to, like, sexual activity, you know? And I don't know how to stop it. And I want to, and I know it's bad, but I don't know how to stop.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Who do you turn to sexual activity with?
Like
whoever.
Guy friends or just my ex-boyfriends or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, when you're 15, you normally don't turn to that as an instinctual response to stress or depression. So it sounds like something happened to make that connection in your brain when you were much younger. Somebody molested you or abused you at some point.
No.
Nothing happened?
No.
Okay, well, sometimes that does happen. But if you're turning to that now, obviously, and you realize it's a very dangerous way to get rid of depression, you know, people do drugs, they do sex, it increases their dopamine, it changes their brain chemistry, and it's a short fix. They feel good for a while, and then the fallout is there are many problems that are brought on by these type of behaviors. So
that's you do drugs, you do sex.
It makes you feel good quickly, yep. And when you're 15, that's... seems like a good solution to the problem.
Also, how are you going to tell someone who can do whatever they want, namely a cute 15-year-old girl in a society filled with horny sickos like Ken over here? tell them not to make something, you know, when it feels good. I mean, think about the stuff you didn't do and why you didn't do it. A lot of it was you couldn't get your hands on it. You didn't have the money or no one would do it with you. You know, if you had a whole room filled with coke, it'd be real hard not to do coke if you knew you could just open the door and go get some, and that's what it's like for her.
Except your parents would normally know if you had a room full of coke. So where are your folks?
Yeah, but she call her old boyfriend and work it out.
Now, when you're 15, are your parents married, living with your parents? What's going on?
I don't live with my parents.
Who do you live with?
My aunt.
No.
So something happened. I mean, what's
up with that?
What's the background?
Well, my mom died when I was younger. And me and my dad don't really get along, but we're like getting along right now, but usually we don't.
Okay, but that, again, you may not have been abused or molested when you were younger, but you've got a real, you know, tremendous traumas occurring in your life.
Yeah, your mom died. How did she die?
It's a car accident.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
Like 7 or 6.
Okay, and are you going to a counselor and are you getting any treatment?
No.
Okay.
You know, it's funny. We always ask that, how did they die? And then we give that grunt. Ooh. As if there was a good one. Like, you know, cancer, I give the grunt. Ooh, car, grunt. But, you know, she got shot. Would have been, oh, hey. I mean, I don't know why we give the grunt. You know the grunt's coming. You know, no matter how,
yeah, no
whatever the
way.
Method of
there's
death
no
is.
Good way of going out.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
wasn't getting a massage and, like, you know. It wasn't anything like
that. Yeah, she got too much pleasure. Her head exploded. All right, so.
Have you been suicidal? Or are there any other things going on? How bad is it getting, or is it mostly the sexual acting out?
It's just, I don't know. I get really depressed, and when I do it, like, it'll make me feel better, but then later on, it'll just depress me even more.
Okay, so you can't do it.
Can't do what?
The sexing.
What do you mean?
Okay, you're. you realize you have a problem, you know you're depressed, you know what you're doing is not right, and it's going to result in real severe problems later on, in addition to whether or not you have any sexually transmitted diseases or...
No, I always...
Okay, but you got to get yourself to a therapist, or do you have a family doctor you could start with, or a school counselor?
No, I can't ask.
To go to school?
Well, yeah, but I can't ask.
A minister.
Well, listen, how about this? Does she need to go to a counselor to stop this?
She needs to go.
She's had a difficult past.
Oh, see, the counselor's like some old fat guy, so no. I don't really feel comfortable asking him.
Well, maybe if he lost some weight.
Well, that isn't a problem. Listen, you got to be comfortable with who you're seeing, but there's not just one fat old guy doing counseling. Where do you live? What state?
California.
Okay, well.
Yeah, like I had a middle-aged fat guy as a counselor, so they're not all old fat guys.
Yeah. When you're a teenager, it's tough going to talk to your counselor.
Let me say this.
She's going to talk to a counselor. We'll find her.
Amy?
We'll get an 800 number off the air.
Okay, listen. Here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
Here's how life works. There are certain things you know you need to do and certain things you know you shouldn't do. And when you start giving in to the things you know you shouldn't do, it weakens you. You feel good the second you're doing it, and then you feel bad later on, and it makes you a little weaker person, whether it's that second piece of pie or that fifth line of blow. Whatever it is, you know you shouldn't do it, and you do it. And the more you do it, the easier it is to do more of it because you go, oh, F it. Game on.
Let's do it.
I already started. I'm a mess. I hate myself. But when you don't do it, you gain strength from that. Like when you go, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to go out and take a walk instead. You will get stronger. It'll make it easier the next time. You understand?
Yeah.
You need a couple of those don't do it's under your belt. You need to feel bad, and instead of picking up the phone and going for the maintenance call with the ex-bo, you need to just take a walk.
Well, I didn't do it for like 3 or 4 months, and then like yesterday I didn't. Just like...
Okay.
Completely
depressed
me.
Right.
All right.
And what you
got
to understand, this is a disorder. This is like coming to a doctor and having a sore throat and getting whatever antibiotic. It is something that we see, we treat, we successfully treat it, and it's not something that's mysterious and people don't know what to do with this. So you can get help. You can get very specific help. And if you don't get that help...
From where? The old fat guy?
No, from the young fat guy. Maybe it's her primary care physician. You've just got to have some trust in an adult that's in the treatment field, whether it's a family doctor.
All right.
And
that's fine. She
may need to be on an antidepressant, but this is not normal, and there is help you can get.
Yes. I've had anal sex, and I've passed out a couple times.
Bruce, see? I was going to go to break, but you had to keep talking.
That was a private conversation with you.
Scott and Ken was more in a conversation, more of a ritual. Scott and Ken both here from Crystal Method. We will hear something off of the new CD as soon as we get back.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Weekend is the name of the CD. Name of the game is the name of the song. Crystal Method is here tonight, and the CD is out July 31st. So write that down on your calendar there, kiddies. Also, the tour will begin July 27th, and Crystal Method will be out and coming to a town near you. Bruce in for Drew. Adam in for Adam. James?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah, dude.
What's up, dude?
Well, you see, I got this problem because I dated this girl for 2 weeks, right? And, it was like one of them BS things when I met her. And so I just, like, asked her out, and it was. But anyways, we broke up, but we were...
I know a lot of you are wondering why I'm not saying what or explain that, because that was 3 years ago. I'm just along for the ride. I'm like an air freshener on a rearview mirror right now. That's what I am. I get my paycheck, and let's go home. All right, keep going, James. You're doing good.
Anyway, so we've been friends for, like, 6 months, and, well... I've gotten to know her real a lot, and I want to tell her that I love her because I kind of want to marry this girl someday, but I ain't stupid enough to do it now.
Well, I don't know. I think you may be. I mean, you got to give yourself some credit, James. You seem dumb enough.
Thanks. That guy.
No, you did date her for a couple of weeks, or you never dated her?
I dated for, like, we went out. And went out on, like, five dates.
Why did you? Yeah, I wonder how many she would say you went out on. I'm guessing wouldn't be as many as five. And what? Why did that end if you loved her?
Well, because I didn't then. I just met her.
No. This ain't working for me. If Drew were here, he'd be climbing the walls right now, because guys are very delusional at 17. If you met a girl and she was into you and you started going out with her, you would be going out with her now. You wouldn't have slid into the friendship mode with her unless she wanted that. Have you ever kissed her?
Yeah.
With your tongue?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but she's like down south now. She's in a different state now. But
what is that, a rim job? What'd she do with her tongue?
I'm saying one of the reasons friends is
she went down south. Wow. All right, I was wrong.
Go ahead.
James, where are you? You're calling from Idaho?
Yeah.
And where is she?
She's in Arizona.
I see. And
it's got to be slim pickings in Idaho. I mean, you better follow that one. I don't know if they're going to get...
Well, he recently banged the bejesus out of a 30-pound sack of potatoes. So it's either that... Hey, James?
Yeah?
I think you're slightly delusional.
Yeah, probably.
You know she doesn't love you.
Yeah.
Now, she says stuff like when you go, hey, you're great. She goes, yeah, you're great too, but... She's not into you like a boyfriend. Is she?
Well, I don't
She
no.
just started going south and then just like hit Mexico and then she stopped.
Right.
I'll just stop here.
So, James, when's the last time you talked to her?
I talked to her 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But I emailed her.
Yeah, James. But here's why I'm trying to discourage you, and we're all giving James a little bit of tough love and a little suris here. But here's why. You are going to spend your entire high school career corresponding with some chick who lives 8 states away and who's not interested in you at all. Meanwhile, you need to find a nice Idahoan and get busy.
You need to find yourself a nice Idaho.
That's right. You can find a nice Idaho and get busy.
A lot of hoes up here.
There you go. There you go, James. Don't obsess over this fantasy chick. We've all done it. It ain't going to work.
All right.
You're going to miss out on the one that's right for you.
That's right.
The next one that moves south.
That's right. That's the one who had too many wine coolers and passed out against the hamper at your older brother's place. Mrs. Wright.
You shredded poor James before you gave me advice.
No, but you know how guys get with that fantasy, and they think they're dating, and
we started these, like, when we first met, you know, and then all that BS. You know, like, what does that mean? Usually it starts out, you know, it was a wonderful, you know, beginning, and we had, you know, a great time, but he didn't even say one thing about
it. Well, they're sketchy on the details, because the details would sort of tip their hand, which is...
I like it when he agrees with himself. You know, Yeah. You know, yeah.
Well, in Idaho, you have to be able to talk to yourself. It's cold there, and I don't think they get cable.
Do they get the man show in Idaho?
Hey, we're going to be playing Boise next week.
Are you?
Yeah.
Right, have fun.
First time.
Darren?
Yeah?
You're 17.
What up? First of all, I want to say, man show is like the greatest show ever.
Thank you, Darren. You're a genius.
thank you for that drum roll. I just had a question about me and my girlfriend kind of fool around. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, we like, I guess you could dry hump, but it's all with our clothes on.
Right.
You know, and recently I thought this was okay, but I recently heard that you can get pregnant from doing that. I want to know if that possible.
Yes. Yes.
With clothes on.
Yes, except for she gives birth to a pair of bib overalls. It's a little, but still, it's still pregnant. In a flannel shirt.
It is possible.
It is possible.
Yeah, the sperm are very modal.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's technically possible.
What are you giving me? What do you mean? It's possible. Listen, you're 17. He needs to know how possible it is.
No, yeah, it's possible, but it's certainly not likely.
How many layers of clothes are we talking about?
What are you wearing, Darren?
Boxers.
Boxers, pants, her, like, jeans and panties, so...
Really?
4 layers of clothes going there.
I see. And there's usually a throw rug between you two. I mean, when you get rolling around.
Yes.
How possible could it be with all those clothes on?
I put the condom on before you put the pants on, just to be safe.
That would be safer. I've seen the Immaculate Conception occur many times. I delivered a baby once. Somebody never had sex. Mm-hmm.
Darren, how old is she?
Oh, she's the same age.
And are you guys religious people?
No.
So are you?
I'm not as like atheist as you are.
Are you holding out? Is she holding out for sex, for intercourse?
Yeah, she doesn't want to get pregnant. Our school's full of like obese pregnant women. So.
Interesting. That must be. Look, forget health class. Just let's talk to the pregnant students. So you don't want to get her pregnant. She doesn't want to get pregnant. Good. So you're just doing the dry humping. But here's the problem: is it's going to turn into more than dry humping. You're not going to be ready.
Yeah.
Maybe she should get on the pill, or you should get a condom or something.
Oh, I got condoms, though, but yeah.
All right. Well, listen, she's not going to get pregnant.
All right.
I think the crystal method advice is good. Put the condom on underneath everything, because when you lose your willpower, it's going to happen quickly.
Or maybe move to a different part of the body, like to the side or something. Because, you know, when you're dry humping with all those clothes on, you really don't really know where you're at in the body. So
that's true. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, I hear
Yeah.
You.
All right, so Darren. Just maybe turn to the side or something.
Yeah.
All right. Happy humping.
Thanks. And I just want to say that song by Crystal Method, kick ass.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Right. Good. The CD's coming out the 31st of July.
I probably won't buy it, but you know.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Don't buy it.
You are an asshole.
Too busy dry humping.
You know, the CD comes with a hole in it. You can put your dick through there, Darren.
Nice.
Son of a bitch. These kids are all smart asses now. You notice that? Didn't have the kind of discipline and respect we had when we were coming up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're sure role modeling for him now.
Well, I couldn't figure out his strategy. He liked the Crystal Method song. He just wasn't going to buy the CD.
It's that attitude.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, we're going to play another one tonight. So if he likes the two, you got to figure he's going to like every song on the CD.
It troubles me as a health professional thinking that these youth listening to the Man Show or watching the Man Show, it seems to be very popular with the youth.
That's right.
Disturbing.
Thank you. Ashley?
Yep.
You're 15?
Yeah.
You're on with Crystal Method.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing well.
Good. Okay, here's the thing. I've been seeing my boyfriend for about 2 years, a little over a year and a half. And I want to talk to my mom about getting on birth control, but I don't really know how to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
How much have you been seeing of him? Naked or?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How old is he?
He's 15, too.
Oh, that son of a bitch.
Now, you can go to a clinic without parental consent, I believe.
I really want to let my mom know, though.
But you do.
That's great.
Yeah.
You want to get her in on it.
Yeah, but I just don't know how to bring it up.
Well, here's how you do it. Mom, okay, first off, don't judge. Don't panic. So far, just blowing the bejesus out of him. No actual intercourse.
We're dry humping.
But are you doing the oral sex thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, don't weave that into the initial conversation.
Yeah, I kind of want to stay away from it.
So yeah. Your mom, I got TMJ. Well, I've been blowing this guy for a year solid now. Now we got to get on the pill and move things ahead here, because I swear to Christ, I'm not going to be able to eat corn on a cob.
So what's your relationship like with your mom? Is she
She's cool.
She's always told me, like, even before I dated anyone, you know, if you're ready to have sex, come to me. But I just don't want, like, it to be awkward.
Right.
She said that for a reason. She really wants you to come to her. My wife's mom is very much like that, and she's very, very
cool.
Call
her out on it, yeah.
So was she, like, pretty cool?
Not too many moms say that, first of all.
Right.
I just wake her up right now. Go wake her up and tell her you need to go. You need to go to her right the first thing in the morning.
All right.
Hey, you don't want to get pregnant.
Your dad's not around, though, right?
No.
Yeah, that's fine.
Well, I don't know my real dad, because I guess he's a psycho or something. So my mom left him while she was pregnant with me.
Right.
And then she met my dad. He adopted me when I was three, my other dad, who I call my dad.
Your stepdad.
The other guy. Yeah,
right.
Well, kind of.
Right.
But then they got divorced, and then my mom got married again. And this guy's really cool. And then my dad, who I call my dad, who is my brother's dad,
right.
He lives in Phoenix. So
yeah. Oh, okay.
It's kind of a big mess, but everybody is really happy now. So, you know,
okay,
I think everything turned out good.
Talk to your mom about birth control tomorrow.
All right.
And she knows you've had a boyfriend for a couple of years, so she's got to see it coming. I was just telling Drew about this a few weeks ago. You know, I got step-parents. I guess everyone has step-parents now, maybe a couple sets of step-parents. And I always feel like an idiot as a 37-year-old man when I call my dad's house and my stepmom picks up the phone I'm not sure what to call my dad. Like, his name is Jim, but it's weird going, can I talk to Jim? Because he's my dad. But I don't want to say, can I talk to dad? Because that seems weird because she's my stepmom. So I always go, can I talk to my dad? And it's always weird because I got to put the my in front of dad. Like, can you guys come up with something better for me to say? The old guy, the old man, or like maybe I should do something. Like,
is he there?
My stepfather always he jumps the gun. You want to talk to your mom?
Oh yeah.
He's always.
I see.
He always ends the conversation. I'm so, hey Jim, you know, how you doing? Da da da. Great. You want to talk to your mom? Okay. He just cuts right through all that. I appreciate that.
I should hook up my stepmom with your stepdad. And I could talk about step parent etiquette. I sit there for like 20 minutes, and then we start getting weird stuff. How's work?
Yeah.
Good. What do you do again? Yeah.
She probably knows long it makes you feel uncomfortable.
Just really freak her out. Just say, I want to talk to daddy.
I want to talk to daddy? I need daddy.
There you go.
All right. Crystal Method is here. So is Dr. Bruce. Fill him in for Dr. Drew. We will come back with more calls, questions, and music after this.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline.
I love that riff.
Yeah, great.
That's Sum 41, right?
The video is very funny. The end where it goes into the heavy metal thing. Have you seen
it? Yeah, they slide into the striper outfits.
Yeah, striper outfits.
Striper.
Circa.
To hell with the devil.
87.
You're a striper fan, are you?
Pretty big. Yeah. I only followed them for like 8 years.
Yeah.
You know, those impressionable years between 23 and 31.
Yeah, adolescent years.
You catch an act on MTV, you got some free time on your hands, you hit the road with the band. I mean, not in the band, but following the band.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Method is our guest tonight. Tweekend is the name of the CD, and it'll be out July 31st. We'll hear something else off it as the night rolls on when we left off. Of course, Dr. Bruce doing a more than adequate job filling in for Dr. Drew tonight.
I've had anal sex, and I passed out a couple times.
But he always ruins it by talking about anal sex. I give him a compliment, he always blurts out the anal sex thing.
A new soundbite there.
Hey, Jay?
Yeah, still here.
All right, so you had a question for Crystal Method.
Oh, I just wanted to let him know that Boise is not something to be feared. Oh. I heard the sound of cowering in their voices.
We're actually psyched.
We've never played Boise before.
Our favorite thing, actually, is to play places we haven't played before, and you know, so we're
two,
excited.
Are you two calls from Idaho? Are you in Idaho?
Yeah, I'm right here in Idaho.
Wow, right, very cool. Well, we'll be there soon.
Yeah, well, that's going
to
be cool.
You going to come to the show?
Oh, I've had my tickets for weeks, man.
Oh, awesome. Very cool.
Oh, you already got the tickets.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, you guys at Crystal Method, you kick so much ass, it's not even funny. Adam, I love that riff from Sum 41, and you're more than just a genius, you're an evil genius.
Oh,
and Dr.
Thank you.
Bruce,
yo.
You are a pathetic excuse for a radio personality.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I like you.
All right.
Oh, you are an asshole.
Yeah, because that's...
These are prepared statements these guys are reading.
I was crestfallen.
Yeah. All right, Bruce, really, he was kidding.
There were elements
of truth to it, but he was overall kidding. Overall.
I had some profound comments about Idaho prepared.
Buddy?
Yeah?
You're 19?
Yeah, I have a quick question. First of all, Adam, you kick ass.
Yes, thank you.
By the way, your show that you always talk about?
The Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's on MTV, right?
No, how dare you. Comedy Central.
No, don't bring up MTV.
Yes.
I like Buddy.
See, I was joking.
All right, so you got a question for the band?
Yeah. How'd you guys get your name?
No, Anderson is...
He's good, yeah.
He is really good.
Yes, everyone thinks it's a drug reference, but it's not.
Well, I mean, obviously, we heard the drug reference in it, and we thought, you know, that'll be something perfect to scare parents and get people interested in the band. But that's completely not how the name came about.
And, of course, Tweekend has nothing to do with it.
Well, actually, the Tweekend, we were going to call the album 7-Day Tweekend because it took us, I mean, we were here playing Vegas, I think, for you, like, 3 or 4 years ago. And usually the cycle is a little bit shorter between, you know, albums. So we actually called it Tweak End because it was the end of the tweak, the end of the constantly changing and adjusting. The
tweaking, yes. Yes, engineers tweak things when they design an
airplane. Dr. Bruce has got a dirty mind over there. He's
that tweak. Give me a break. I had anal sex and I passed out. That was after tweaking on some crystal.
Yeah. Good Lord.
Do you want to tell the story about how the band got the name, or do you want to leave the mystery in the kids' minds?
Oh, we can tell a story.
All right, go ahead.
There was... This girl in Las Vegas that used to give us rides everywhere, and we were working with this rapper who wasn't very good, but he did come up with one brilliant line once, and that he asked how we were getting somewhere to a party or something that night, and he goes, "Oh, I know the Crystal Method," and we didn't have a band name at the time, and
Crystal was the name of the girl with the car,
yeah.
So, I mean, just like the way that they sound, you know, like, you know, don't take it literally, like Def Leppard. Nobody's like thinking the band, they named a band for like a,
we definitely thought the drug reference was part of the appeal, and same with the album name too. But I mean, we think it's funny. We don't do anything to promote drug use or abuse, and we just think it's funny.
All right. And that's the story of the Crystal Method name. Oda? Ada? Oda?
Yeah, it's Oda.
Oda. What's up there, Oda?
First off, I'd like to say, dude, Crystal Method, you guys rock, man. Seriously.
Thanks,
hard
man.
Ass.
Thanks.
Oda? Yeah. Where are you at, Oda?
I'm in Northridge, California. Or, not Northridge, North Hollywood, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yep, North Hollywood.
Bad times. What streets are you living on?
Colfax.
Hey, I grew up on Colfax.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Colfax in Houston.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
He's living in your old house, I think.
What's your... He just got done raping my mom. He's going to kill my stepdad now.
All right. Well, anyways...
Wait a minute. What street are you on?
I'm on Colfax.
I know, but then I gave you the Houston cross street, and you went, no way. Like, you know, that was your street or nearby or something.
Yeah, dude. I'm on Colfax and Houston right there.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, seriously.
Wow.
I know. Eerie, huh?
Yeah. Hold on, let me call my mom.
I'm creeping up the front door.
Oh, creative caller. I like it.
All right. But, yeah, so like you guys read on the prompter, I have a history of sleepwalking.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done some really weird stuff ever since, like, age 9. And that night, I distinctly remember dreaming something not even erotic. I was actually dreaming about a game that I was playing earlier that day. And, but, you know, I just wake up in the middle of the dream, and I'm looming over my cousin. Well, see, the thing is, I'm not sure if she's exactly my cousin. I mean, we're really, they're really close acquaintances with the family, but I'm not sure what, you know, blood tie-ins they have.
Okay,
what's, right.
But, I think, you know, tie this all together.
By the way, this is something that I think parents do to try to prevent you from having sex with them. You know, like, it's a friend of the family who's got a hot 15-year-old, and you got a horny 15-year-old, and you go, that's your cousin Monique.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't touch her. Uncle, yeah, that guy's my brother. That's uncle, whatever. Yeah.
Calm down, Adam.
So you have sex when you sleepwalk, or what?
What's no, that? Not sex. Oh. I mean, aside from that, this is actually the first time I've had any sort of you know, sexual activity when I was sleepwalking. Mostly, it's just running into walls or closet.
Right, but what is this girl doing in your house?
No, I was in her house. See, I was with my aunt.
Right.
And, she lives with my aunt. So what's it called? So I was over there, and my mom had a business trip that she had to go to that was
in
New York.
I see. Is this your aunt's daughter?
No, she's not my aunt's daughter. She's, I guess, like I said, I'm not too clear on what she is. All I know is that we call her a cousin.
Okay, you don't know what she is to your aunt.
Is there a question here?
Hold on a second. You sleepwalking now? Did she adopt her? Is she
No, she's okay. My aunt, it's her husband's brother's daughter.
All right. See, I'll tell you, you might as well just take the entire family system, just put it in a Cuisinart, and just spill it out on the sidewalk, because that's all we got now, a bunch of half-brothers and step cousins, and everything's a mess. No one even knows who anyone really is anymore.
Well, my question is basically, Bruce, even though you're a mediocre physician,
I
was wondering, what methods can I take to you know, make sure that this doesn't happen again? Because I'm really tired of sleepwalking. I wake up in the morning with bruises and my mom with these funny stories.
All right, hold on there, Rhoda. What can
you
do?
Well, it's a bona fide sleep disorder. It's not something that's some sort of pathology. So if you have that behavior, there's really not a specific treatment for it.
And it's dangerous, right?
Well, I rarely does somebody get into any kind of real difficulty. It's usually something that happens as a stage
but
for
you
a
short
period of time. It's not something he's going to...
You wouldn't do anything any differently. I mean, what I'm saying is people go, well, you're sleepwalking. You could walk right off a bridge and fall to your death. But you wouldn't jump off a bridge when you were sleepwalking any more than you would when you were awake. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you're sort of conscious even though you're unconscious, right?
Well, there was an interesting case where an individual claimed as his defense that he murdered his in-laws while in a sleepwalking state in which he got in a car and drove somewhere.
Right.
And you know, there are sleep specialists now that look at these kind of things, and that's an extreme case. But people normally will walk places. Sometimes they'll unlock a or open
well,
a door.
By the way, I always like when they give like defenses like that, because by the way, that just means you were going to do it the next morning. You just got an early jump on it that night. And number two, what is for me more reason why we should put you away? Listen, you just killed a family. You didn't even know it. I mean, isn't that grounds enough to put you away? I mean, aren't you even more dangerous than the guy who does it in a premeditated fashion?
Yeah, but this guy sounds like he has just garden variety sleep. Sleepwalking.
He's got all kinds of problems over there.
All right, so he should go what? Talk to a doctor, maybe see about going to a sleep clinic or something like that?
Right. Well, it's a little bit overkill. I think he should just wait, and he hasn't really done anything. He touched somebody.
Is there anything you can do? I mean, to trick yourself or wake yourself up? You know,
no.
Chain your foot to the bed or something like that?
No.
Because you just undo it.
You could chain your foot to the bed, but you're just going to...
You're going to undo yourself?
Right.
All right.
Or not be able to fall asleep.
All right. Let's keep going here. We'll speak to Jonathan. Jonathan?
What's up?
You're 19. What's going on?
Crystal Method. What's up, guys?
What's up, Jonathan?
Big fan.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to see you guys in Portland in a couple weeks.
Oh, cool. At the Big Stink.
Yeah, Big Stink. I wanted to ask you about you guys' like techniques and how you guys work in the studio. Like, do you just sit around with like a couple turntables and a sampler, or what do you? How does it work when you're like doing a record and stuff?
Not with turntables. All we you know, samplers, sequencers, synthesizers.
Yeah, we have our favorite like synths, and you know, we tend to, you know, try not to just sit around and stare at them. We tend to hope, you know, have ideas when we go in there, and we jump on one and we'll work out a beat or rhythm or come up with a hook. Are you an aspiring musician yourself?
Yeah, I'm an aspiring musician, not necessarily in like DJing or anything, but definitely an aspiring musician.
Well, what do you do with this sampler? Because like I mean, you have to load it, right, with something? Like,
well,
you have to go get the samples and load it into the sampler?
Well, samplers can be two things. They can just have samples of pianos and whatever and basically play just like a piano.
Oh, I see.
Or you can put vocals in and other things for, like, sound effects or little hooks.
So you have
like
some
that.
Gear now?
What's that?
You have some gear?
I don't have my own sampler, but I've messed around with a couple here and there.
This is what you do. You save your money. You go down to the Guitar Center or some other big place like that, and you play on every single one until you find one you like, because, you know, they let you do that. And find one you like and then take it home, and then you still have 30 days to take it back. Make sure that you like it, and don't let someone of those guys talk you into something else.
No, and here's the good news with the Guitar Center. They're having a red tag blowout.
Oh, my.
Because the samplers...
You're in a red tag blowout.
They've got
all the blowouts from...
Yamaha drum kit, a nickel. Drumsticks, free, as many as you can carry.
This is the last chance you'll have this weekend to buy what you need.
Like, always get
the guy that does the tractor truck pull. Like, that guy, he does his, like, Guitar Center thing on Thursday, and then he comes in the next day. Okay, what am I doing today? Okay, this is the tractor truck pull.
I don't even think it's a different day. I think he's in the studio that day, and, like, he's going, the Chi-Town Hustler, Shirley Cha-Cha, I'm all down, some go, some blow. Orange County International Raceway. Fox on Wednesday night, Fox 9. The English Leather Girls are going to be there. Papa Do Run Run's going to be playing in the infield. Fox is free. Shirley Cha-Cha Muldowney's going to take the crown, but Big Daddy's got other ideas. Liquid nitro. Drop it on the ground. Drop a match on it. Virtually another one put inside a 427 cubic inch Hemi engine. Liquid dynamite. Okay. All right. Oh, what's this? Guitar Center. Yeah. Drumsticks a nickel. Hammond, Oregon, free. Come on down.
Pearl drum sets, half off.
Yeah. Every time I hear one of those commercials, I go, I got to start a band. I have to start a band. I cannot believe that one of those Korg keyboards was going for $1,800. It's now only $70. I got to start a band.
And there's always a new inventory. New inventory's coming in. We need to liquidate fast. Like, and we fall for it every week. It's the same. Somehow we don't.
Everybody does that. I like when car dealers do it. We screwed up. We bought way too many Tauruses. Now we're overflowing and we got a deal. It's like, really? Did you really do it? Because last month you were saying you had too many Tauruses. Every month you got too many Tauruses. And every season, it's dealing days. I always like that, though, where you're going to pounce on them. Hey, they screwed up. Our sales guy. I like the one, too. The boss doesn't know it. Right. But we're giving away minivans. Really? Don't you think the boss hears some of the radio spots? If the boss is pissed, it doesn't seem like a good plan to get on the radio and start yelling, the boss went out of town, and we're giving away Tauruses. We're making deals. And I like this one, too. No reasonable offer refused.
Yes.
Don't you think hospitals should start advertising like that?
Yeah. You know what I said for hospitals? And that, you know, because there's always this controversy about how long people stay, how much money it costs to keep people in intensive care, and the guy's 85. Oh. He should have been dead 10 years ago. We're just keeping him alive, and it's 10 grand a week to keep this old geezer alive. Here's my plan. It sounds radical and maybe Orwellian or Hitler-esque, but really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Life support machines have a coin slot, okay? And as long as there's loved ones there to feed those quarters in,
I like it.
Grandpa stays alive. But the second that dries up, he's gone. And that solves the problem, because who would want to go return to a world with no loved ones to feed their respirator, right? And if you didn't love the guy, then you let him die.
Or what about time limit on the memory?
No, just it's like a parking meter. Just if you can keep feeding it, he stays alive.
The DNR, right? Do not resuscitate.
All right. Some go, some blow. Oh yeah, that's right. You know, I swear to Christ, the Fox Night, they would play Fox on the Run by Sweet in the background. And the guy would just be going, he'd be going nuts. Fox is free. That's right, boys. Oh, yeah. But a lot of hotties came out to the drag races in Pomona on a Wednesday night. Papa Do Run Run in the infield.
Yep.
English Leather Girls signing calendars. Mm-hmm. Very hot. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 20.
Yeah, I just want to say, actually, Dr. Bruce, I don't know why everyone picks on him, but he's a really pleasant guy. He's got a nice voice.
He really is.
Well, Josh, you're a gem of a guy. I've had anal sex, and I passed out a couple times.
What's up there, Josh?
Well, I don't know if anyone's going to remember this, but about 4.5 years ago, Crystal Method was promoting Vegas, and they were in on the show there. And they said they would actually do a remix of the Dr. Drew Boogie or the Dr.
Oh, yes. I do remember that.
I was going to bring this up. I recently went through those CDs that it wasn't Anderson.
Right.
And there was. Mike. Was
right.
And God, I love that. He's a really great guy, but he put together a bad compilation. I mean, I
I did go through.
You know,
and I was
we did a remix with Jimmy samples.
Yeah, that was how we brought it up, because you said maybe you should do it. You should do one with Dr. Drew's Dr. Drew Boogie or whatever. So I actually did go through those, but Anderson could help us out here.
But Anderson can't even help himself. So don't expect him to help you guys or the show.
I'm trying to do my best here under really difficult circumstances.
Was it the Dr.
Is
Drew?
Is he back there? He's a genius.
did he help? Did he do the boogie, or is it the shuffle that you had?
Oh, he just actually, I don't even know if he gave us the right. If he
was
gave
it
us
this
the right one,
one.
Asshole.
Yeah, it was basically you wanted us to do a remix or something similar to this, and
right.
So he gave us two CDs.
Right, and this sounds decent enough to me, but to guys like you, to your trained ears, this is hack crap, right?
No, we were intrigued.
We would need his vocals, you know, his vocals.
But it was
alone.
Very cut up. It was like, you know, I am gay, you know.
Right.
But it was,
need to smooth it out.
Yeah, I was taping a few of the shows when Tricky was in here.
Oh, interesting.
And I was going to try to pull something off of that, because we really did want to have something prepared.
Well, why don't you guys cancel the tour and get to work?
Yeah. That's what we're doing. That's the plan.
I mean, you know where your bread is buttered,
exactly,
right? It's not out
exactly.
in Idaho.
No.
It's right here. All right. So, you're saying we can at the end of the night tonight, maybe Anderson? No, Anderson says forget.
No, he's not into it.
I forget. Hey, Josh,
we'll work it out.
Thanks.
All right, thank you.
I think we answered.
He's been holding
on
to that little nugget for a while, though. He's been waiting for this remix to pop up.
Remember in '84 when you guys came in, Bill?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, Crystal Method, this new stuff you guys got, that's fantastic.
Oh, thanks for
my world.
Thank you.
And I want to ask Adam.
Yeah.
You've mentioned the show Woodsville on the show before,
right?
I was watching that. Was that an emotionally scarring experience?
Lidsville?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't when I was watching, but I've seen it as an adult, and it is now, yes. Very bizarre. Do you guys remember Lidsville?
Mm-mm.
Sid and Marty Croft? No.
Mm-mm.
Bruce, what is it that you don't remember anything, Dan?
Like H.R. Puffin
Lidsville.
Stuff or something?
Yeah, the guy fell down the magician's giant hat, and it had Charles Nelson Reilly was the hoodoo guru.
Yeah, later, H.R. Puffin stuff.
Wait, was that H.R.?
Yeah.
Well, then, wait a minute. Who was the antagonist in Lidsville? That was the same thing.
Who cares?
Anderson, you've seen Lidsville, haven't you? No? What is this? It's like some kind of retarded mutiny that goes on here every night.
Sorry.
I get gaslit by everybody when I'm the genius.
Yeah.
Bill, you've seen Lidsville, right? Bill? Caller Bill? Idiot who brought up Lidsville?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's like some kind of drug trip, right?
Well, I've only seen like little bits of it, like clips. Oh,
all right.
Stuff.
So he hasn't seen
bizarre.
It either.
All right. Can I hang up on you now?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Thank you. All right, I need to regroup. I can't believe no one... Is anybody in this studio seen Lidsville? Are you effing me? Really? Me? I'm the only guy out of the 8 or 9 people that are here, not in the studio, but also in the other studio, that have seen Lidsville, that know the name Lidsville? No one knows Lidsville? Doesn't know the name Lidsville.
And you're not thinking of H.R. Puffin stuff, right?
The same people, same time. Same show, essentially. But everything was a hat. Lidsville, everyone was a hat.
Oh,
now listen, boy. Anderson, get on that computer and find Lidsville. For Christ's sake, I cannot... Wait till my normal friends hear this tomorrow. They're going to freak.
The computer doesn't work.
Okay.
There's no lid like a unit of sale for marijuana.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to yell at everybody about Lidsville, and then we'll be back.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Back in a minute.
It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Bruce. Scott and Ken are both here from Crystal Method. Tweekend is the name of the CD. Out July 31st, and the tour's going to start even sooner. So look for them coming to a town near you. And let's keep rolling along with the calls. Johnny?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
First of all, I want to tell you, dude, you're so awesome, dude. I love you, dude.
Who do you love?
I love you, Adam.
Oh, thank you.
You're awesome, dude. And I wish Dr. Drew was there. I'd tell him I love him, too.
Don't you love me?
Oh, yeah, I love you more.
Thanks.
There, good.
he's a good guy, too, you know?
Yeah, what's going on with the phone there, Johnny?
I love my phone.
It's ironic when I ask him what's up with the phone, and then I can't understand him when he answers because the phone's too effed up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Ask your question real fast.
Well, I don't have pre-cum.
You don't?
I was wondering, like, with that, like, what's up with that? Because I've heard, like, mostly every guy gets it, and like, I don't even know what it is.
It's very sneaky. It's
really?
Very sneaky. It's very clear. You can't see it, and I guarantee you there's the sperm and the pre-cum there. They're there before you expect them.
You must be going really fast.
No, everything's great, dude. I'm acting like I can like tax block over like 45 minutes an hour, dude. Everything's awesome.
How do you know if you don't have pre-cum
if you're having sex?
How do you know?
How do I know what?
You don't have it. If you're in.
Couldn't I be given it if I was like masturbating?
Yeah. Well, listen. As a guy who's got a hell of a NAD gasket. I got like a Delta faucet down there. I mean, it does not, I have no drippage. Believe me, I know my own penis.
Mm-hmm.
I know it well. But there's different degrees. I mean, there's some guys who can sit there, they'll watch a porn movie and they'll have a spot in their pants halfway into the porn movie, not because they had an orgasm, but because their penis is almost drooling. You know, that's what it is. I mean, that's what your mouth does. I mean, you watch a commercial for, you know, and a guy's cutting a big steak, and all of a sudden your mouth starts getting some saliva going in it, or you smell some lasagna coming in from the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Your mouth starts to, like, pre-lubricate, right? I mean, it's going like, hey, we're going to be eating soon.
My pet loves dogs.
Yeah, and your penis does that too, right? You get an erection, you see some pornography, you think you're screwing around with some chick, you think you know where it's heading. That's what happens.
Right.
Right.
Dry humping.
And we're dry humping. And it happens with most guys. Some guys, it's a problem. Other guys,
right,
not as big.
There's just there's a gradient, as with anything else in nature. Some people have something very early on. You know, this guy has it, but it's probably a lot shorter period of time.
Hey, he probably doesn't have it as much as other guys. I mean,
right.
It's like some people sweat a lot, other people don't sweat.
Right. But don't fool yourself. You can get somebody pregnant with that.
That's right.
It's there.
That's right. The air that comes out of your penis has sperm in it, right, Bruce?
No.
Oh. Kaylee? Kylie?
Kaylee. Yes.
You're 15.
Yes.
What's up?
Me and my boyfriend have been going out for like a year, and he expressed that he wants to have sex with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to tell him no because I have AIDS, and I don't want to like pass it on or anything.
How'd you get AIDS?
My mom.
How'd she give you AIDS?
Birth.
Oh, really?
And you're 15 now,
yeah.
And you're in good health on medication. What's your health status?
Yeah, I do IVIG every month.
Do you get your T-cell checked and all that count done and everything?
Yeah.
And what are you on?
So many medicines. I just call them, like, the colors, like the blue ones, the green ones. Not the green ones. I mean, the red ones.
Well, that's a tough situation when you're 15, especially. It's your relationship with this guy has been going on for how long?
Like a year.
Okay.
And have you been, what else have you been doing with him?
Nothing really big, like lots of cuddling and kissing and hugging and talking.
Yeah,
nothing that's bad.
Right. Really. Do you do serious making out?
Yeah.
Yeah. That might freak him too.
Yeah, that's why I don't want to tell him.
Yeah, this is a bit of a predicament. I think you should never tell him.
How old is he?
15.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Now, are you in any kind of support group, or do you have other kids you know that are in the same situation you are?
No.
You don't?
No, my best friend. I tell her everything, and she knows, and she's like the best.
Yeah, but haven't you? I mean, since you were born with this. Haven't they kept after you in terms of, from a psychiatric standpoint, a support standpoint?
We didn't even know till 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, your mom didn't know she had it when she gave birth to you?
No, I have two older brothers, too, and they don't have it.
Oh, but she had it when she gave birth to them?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it just didn't get it?
Right.
What's
transmitted, a third to 40%?
Oh, really? All right, so you found out. Now, how did you find out? Because she found out?
Yeah, like my bone marrow, I had like a very low marrow, and I had a lot of bruises.
Right, platelets dropped something.
How's your health been?
Good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been hospitalized. Like, I used to be in the hospital like every year, and with like pneumonia and bronchitis. But then I got this thing called IVIG. It's like white blood cells, basically, and I get it. It's like an eight-hour infusion. I just like sit at home, like hang out with my nurse.
And they put that in you, and it works?
Yeah.
Hey, and what if they'd known at birth that she had this?
It really wouldn't make any difference.
Wouldn't make much difference. Well, that's good.
You know, when you're 15, it's tough being an adolescent and having people, you know.
That's like tough getting a zit, for Christ's sake. Yeah.
If you're to talk to your boyfriend about it, I'd have a lot of support. And sometimes, what I was trying to say, when you're a teenager, people, other teenagers judge you for reasons that aren't substantial, and it's just a tough time. So you have a lot of anxiety, it sounds like, going into, you know, deciding when to tell them and how to tell them, but it's something you really got to do, because obviously the sex in a relationship is something that
do you go to school?
Yeah, of course.
well a lot of idiots call the show do homeschooling.
Yeah, but I'm...
You don't do that. You go to school. And do people at school know?
No, nobody knows except for, like, my family and, like...
Your best friend.
Yeah.
And what about, I don't know, counselors?
No, not the school doesn't even know, like...
They don't?
Yeah.
Shouldn't they know that? I mean, I'm just saying, like, what if there's an accident or something where you get injured or hurt or something? Shouldn't they be aware of that? No?
No.
All right.
You have a nurse that you said that helps you, or somebody that helps you, or doctor, or...
Yeah.
What if, like, because that person probably knows a lot of the things that go with this, and so maybe if you do decide to tell him, maybe if she's there to kind of, like, walk him through, you know, because there's so much misinformation out there about what it is, and...
Yeah, that's why I don't want to tell him, because I don't trust people.
What's your instinct about him? I mean, you've been with a guy for a year. You wouldn't be with a guy if it was a bad guy.
Well, I don't know.
Do you feel like he wants to have sex at this point, and that's what you're concerned about?
Yeah, I don't know how to be like, no.
Well, what about your mom? Does she know about this guy?
Yeah.
And what does she think?
Well, I haven't told her that, because I don't want her, like, I don't know.
But she knows you have AIDS, and she knows you have a boyfriend. She's never inquired as to, you know, what's going on.
I would never put, like, anybody in a situation where, like, they could get harmed or anything.
No, all I'm saying, hold on a second. Look, if I got a 15-year-old with AIDS and, you know, this is my boyfriend Rob for a year, there's a certain point, which is right about the first date, where I'm pulling him aside and I'm going, hey, what's going on? I mean, you guys...
Depending on how much denial there is in the family about what's going on with her.
Well, I mean, isn't there even a certain amount of liability as a parent, absolutely. You know? I mean, couldn't...
She seems to have her head on pretty...
She does.
I'm not going to complain about anything anymore. I mean, it's like...
No, meaning... Well, actually, that's not true. I'll be complaining in 5 minutes. We're out of creamer in the coffee over there. God damn it. The hell that is my life. No creamer. Hey, Kaylee?
Yeah.
All right, here's the only answer to this, because this is a complicated question with no simple answer.
Right.
You are going to have to just be straight up and tell him. I agree that you should talk to maybe your nurse friend and discuss with somebody, with an adult that has some experience about the best way to do this, but you need to just tell him.
But at that same time, she's making the decision to tell everyone at her school and everyone around her.
Well,
she's making that decision at that time.
That could happen.
Yeah.
That is a possibility, but here's the catch 22, and this is why it'll work out. I know it's not going to sound like a great any consolation, but if he freaks out on you, then you didn't want to be with him anyway. Because you don't want to be with a guy who's going to freak on you.
Yeah, but, like, the thing is, like, if I tell him, like, he might have the little urge to tell other people.
Well, do you not trust him?
He's 15, though, so it's kind of hard to assume that he's going to be really cool
about the whole thing.
Yeah, and people are, like, so uneducated, like, about things. They think they know, like, they're ignorant.
Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, here's the other thing, too. obviously you have a disease, and this is going to not make you, you will be unable to carry on like a lot of people at 15. I mean, maybe you have to be without a boyfriend through high school and find a relationship, you know, when people are more mature and you're more mature and everyone's, you know, able to cope. I mean, I know that doesn't sound like a great plan either. But I do agree that if you do tell this guy at 15, I mean, I couldn't keep anything to myself.
You know, the other thing is, I can't emphasize enough how important it would be if you were in a group with other teenagers with a similar problem to what you have, because you're going to run into so many more things like this. And listen, for most teenagers, I deal with a bad case of acne is more than they can handle. So you certainly have a heavy load to carry with you. So, like the Children's Hospital down there, if you find a place that has adolescent medicine, mm-hmm. you know, these are doctors that deal with teenagers all the time. You know, there are support groups. And I can't imagine that if you found somebody your age that's HIV positive, that wouldn't be the greatest thing in the universe.
Right. Yeah,
because that person may have already gone through the same issue.
Absolutely.
And then, you know,
you aren't
definitely.
You know, why be the first one to walk down that road and do it alone?
Yeah. So what are we saying? Don't tell the guy?
Well, I think it's coming. It seems like something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, it's there's no way around it. She feels like she should tell him, and I mean, it's going
to
come out.
The guy's 15. If she wants to mysteriously lose interest,
yeah. If she's going to socialize and get involved in relationships, she has to realize she's going to let the information out. I think she needs to prepare herself and have a support there before she.
Okay, I got the breakdown of Lidsville. So, can we prioritize here for a moment?
Yes.
Good luck, Kelly.
Let's not forget what the show's here for.
Oh, free platform for yours, for your security.
Good luck, Kelly. Bob, 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 Bob. The breakdown for Lidsville that I was talking about earlier is intrigued by a magician's performance while at an amusement park. Mark, the main character, decides to lag behind the rest after the show. He goes backstage alone in the magician's room, and he picks up the magician's hat to inspect it, and then the thing grows to a giant size. Wait, then he looks inside, and it starts shaking, and he falls in.
But that's the show I watched all the time.
Into the head he fell.
That was
spinning and twirling, whirling and twirling. Down, down, yeah. And when he couldn't believe his ears or eyes, Lidsville is the kookiest. Yeah, everyone join in. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Still no Lidsville? Yes, now you know Lidsville.
Yeah, that's the show I saw. I thought that was HR Puffin stuff.
Dude, you are so gay.
Really? You guys don't know Lidsville? Yeah. I'll tell you. All right.
Sounds like a man show skit to me.
No. Okay.
I think that sounds like something I've
read that.
I've like buried deep down inside. Yeah. When you started singing that, I was like, oh, no.
Oh, no, that's good.
let me explain my life here on Loveline very quickly. Mm. TV and radio. I bring up stuff. Nobody knows what the F I'm talking about. And then it turns out to be mainstream stuff that people should know about.
Of course.
And Drew is the king. Drew's
what?
The king. The king. The king of that.
Just look at you and
You're carrying the torch pretty nicely, I must say.
He's told me.
All right. We got to take ourselves a break. Crystal Method is our guest tonight. We will be back after this.
You are my favorite.
Back in a minute.
A very serious discussion about Lidsville here during the break. Scott had some pretty poignant questions about it, ones that needed to be answered. Ken had a few of himself. Crystal Method is the band. It's Weekend is the name of the CD. I think we should hear our second song off that. Wait a minute. Yeah, right? Where'd it go? Wasn't it on the screen?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to it, Anderson? We're running late here. You're talking too much about
ready to go.
AIDS in Lidsville tonight.
Sorry, I thought we already played it.
Oh, no.
He's a big fan.
I already listened to it, so I thought, never mind.
Number two.
Okay. Then we're going to hear number two. Wait, now I'm freaking out. We didn't already hear it, did we?
Not this one.
No, we heard one.
They may have played it while we went on about Lidsville.
Yeah, we need to hear it too. Yeah. All right. This one is from Crystal Method. It's called Wild, Sweet, and Cool.
Hey, they liked it.
More great stuff from Crystal Method. Weekend is the name of the CD. Out the 31st, and the band will be out a few days before the CD is out, and they're coming to a town near you.
Everywhere.
And they're great guys, so go out and see them. You'll not be disappointed. Let's see if we can work in a few more calls. Lucetta?
Yeah?
You're 14?
Yeah.
You want to know if you should tell your mom that you might be pregnant?
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Uh-huh. I've been seeing him for, like, almost a year.
How old is he?
He's 16.
All right. And how old's your mom?
She's 35.
Do you have any older brothers or sisters?
No.
So she had you when she was, like, 21 or something like that?
Yeah, like 19, 20.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, you should wait a few. You haven't been using any birth control?
Mm-mm.
Why not, baby?
I don't know. Like, they say you need your mom to be there, right?
No.
No. Listen, everybody, if you're going to have sex, if I know it sounds real cliche, but if you're going to be old enough to have regular sex, you really got to be mature enough to get on some birth control, baby. You're 14. What are you, in the ninth grade?
Yeah.
How old's your boyfriend?
He's 16.
Yeah. Mm. Well, not a good choice at this point, but you should definitely go to the family planning clinic. And
Does she need to talk to mom about it?
You know, no. To see a physician or to get health care, if it's for substance abuse, pregnancy, contraceptives, no.
Okay, so how about going over to family planning? Planned Parenthood.
I went there once.
Well, okay, well, that's good enough.
Do you want to get pregnant?
Not really.
Okay, well then, you can't just hope that you will not get pregnant, and like you have to do something about it.
Well, yeah, but like I don't know how to tell my mom though.
Well, listen, you don't have to tell your mom. Just go over to Planned Parenthood and talk to them, and do it tomorrow.
Is he wearing condoms?
Yeah.
Well, what happened?
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten my period for the last 2 months though.
Okay, listen.
Yeah, you need
listen to
go
me,
tomorrow.
Baby. You need to do that. You understand?
Yeah.
You're going to go to Planned Parenthood tomorrow?
Yeah.
Just go down there. There's one around. You're in Burbank. There's one nearby. And just go ask them what you should do. That's all. They'll help you out. Take your boyfriend with you. All right?
All right, then.
All right. Listen, this is why 14-year-olds shouldn't be getting laid, because they can get pregnant just as easily as a 25-year-old, but their brain is still of a 14-year-old. And listen, if I got pregnant at 14, I would have eaten the child at first or tried to trade it for, like, some playing cards or just, like, had a fungo bat and free-handed it into the outfield.
Or a Lidsville video.
No, I mean, I wouldn't have done any better. I was an idiot. I didn't know what to... You know, that would have been my approach. Like, hey, I haven't had my period. No such thing as prenatal care or anything. There's no, you know what I mean? You're 14.
I'm 14. I mean, what was I what were you doing at 14?
I thought I was going to be a pirate astronaut. I didn't even work it out. That's what I thought I was going to do at 14 for a living. Still think I might be able to do at least the pirate thing, at least.
Well, where's mom and dad? 14, she's having sex with.
Okay. The mom and dad are all over the place.
Yeah.
She's got it. She's got to take care of herself. Okay. Let's talk to Lindsay. Lindsay?
Yeah.
You urinate instead of orgasm?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Do you have an orgasm and urine comes out?
Well, see, that's what I'm thinking, because I've had an orgasm with myself.
Right.
But when it's, and I think I've done it once or twice with myself, but when I'm with someone else, I urinate instead, because it hurts for my clit to be touched.
With someone else to do it?
Yeah.
All right. During oral sex?
No, it doesn't hurt during oral sex, only with hands.
All right. Well, look, you got a boyfriend?
Yes.
Hey, guide him. Listen, ladies, do not be scared. Guys will not be offended if you go, look, here's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, you know, your dad teaching you how to drive the car. Mm-hmm. They're so excited you get to drive, you'll put up with your dad telling you what to do for a half hour, right? Mm-hmm. This is the same thing. They're so excited to have sex that you could just stand over them, yell at them what to do. So get a schematic and bounce it off the ceiling. They'll do it like an overhead projector. All right, we'll take a break.
Hello, this is your radio. Radio. Love Line will be right back.
Go ahead, Scott. Give your plug before we pack it up here.
Okay, there's a limited edition
copy of Tweekend LP out that contains a Tweekend pass that allows consumers the chance to meet and it's for what does it say? Wait, I'm sorry. Allows consumers chances for meet and greet meet and greet opportunities, exclusive download contests, and more. Basically, you buy the CD within you're one of the first ones that buy it. You go home, you go online, you go to thecrystalmethod.com, you sign up, you see a list of dates, you say, hey, they're playing Idaho. You can sign up to come meet us. Those two guys are going to be hanging out with us once they buy the CD on the 31st, right?
That's right.
And we want to meet them.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we want to meet them.
All right.
Just like Adam wants to meet his fans.
You're going to come with us, right?
I'll be in Idaho. I may do some spinning sampling or snatching or felching or whatever goes on up there. I'm going to be doing it. All right.
See, he's got that ready to go, but we can't get the...
All right. Let's just give up on the show like I've done. Crystal Method, everybody. Tweekend is the name of the CD. Go out and get it. Dr. Bruce, a wonderful job.
Thank you.
As per usual. And
I've had anal sex and I passed out a couple times.
Until tomorrow night, this Adam Carolla for Dr. Bruce saying mahalo.
Some go, some blow.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.